Yeah, the food here, they have all kinds of food. I tend to stay out of the tourist areas, like District 1. I'm in District 7 in Ho Chi Minh City, which is like on the outskirts. But the food here, the local food here is good. If you like a little bit of spice or a lot of spicy, it's good. I'm not real crazy about a lot of the spices, and some of the things that they put in the food here, some of the plants I don't like. I don't like the taste, but I just picked that out. But I eat a lot of like shrimp, chicken, a lot of noodles with it's like almost like a soup, but it's homemade and it's got fish in it. It's got shrimp in it. It's got carrots. It's got potatoes. It's good. And then they have here in Vietnamese, it's called banh mi, which is Vietnamese for bread. They're like little mini sub sandwiches, like you would get at Subway in the U.S. But they use different. They use like a liver paste sauce on there, and they put different meats on there, like a lot of pork. And then maybe some onions and a little bit of seasoning, but there's a lot of different types of food here. And if you want to eat American food, there are some restaurants here that cater to Americans and Europeans, but it's expensive. I can buy a good cup of coffee here for maybe 80 cents. It's cheap, and it's every bit as good as what you get back in the States. And I eat another type of banh mi sandwich. It's basically it's got a fried egg on it. It's got some greens, and it also has that paste on it. I call it like a liver sausage, but like in a more of a paste. And they put some other stuff on there, and it's good. I like it. I just kind of have to experiment. And my girlfriend, she laughs. My wife, girlfriend, she kind of, she tries to find out what I like, what I don't like, and then she does cook. She cooks good. And a lot of times we'll go out to eat, but we'll go to like a local place where it's not that much, maybe, I don't know. I get this one fish, it's grilled, it's called chim. It's a big fish. I get a salad, big salad, something to drink, and some other side dish, and it's like, it's not much at all, about 10 U.S. dollars, and that's feeding two people, and you're full. Over.
Yeah, VA3H1 returning. 80-cent coffee. Ooh, wait a minute. And spicy food. I like spicy food, but not overly done, of course. Don't mind it at all. A little bite on the way down. Yeah, so very nice information. I think I could live there. I don't think I'd have a problem. But we're leaving Emil out of the conversation. So VE1EP, VA3HRY, with Jeffrey, KD4LKH. Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, very good there, Jeffrey. Very very informative. You never know who you're going to meet on this frequency or this talk group. I'm just here working on my cures that anyway. I don't know if you know Jeffrey, but I've been watching the balloons go over China and Vietnam and all that other stuff. We got I fell in the foxhole of monitoring Pika balloons. There's about 300 of them circling the globe. And when they get over China or Vietnam and Japan and all that sort of stuff, you sort of get to sort of see the country a little bit from 44,000 feet, so to speak. So I'm here journaling on my QRZ, all the picos that are circling the globe. And being retired, it just keeps my mind busy there. So I won't keep it, Jeffrey. Glad you came on the talk group here, and don't be a stranger. If you get a second, check out my QRZ. Most times it's all there, but sometimes I lose data there. I quit a bit of information there. So good to talk to you. Won't keep it. I gotta get this done because I got a doctor's appointment this afternoon. So I want to get my PICOs done, and then I got some work to do in the garage. So, but great information. Good to know the different foods and a different part of the world, how things are so different. And I don't know if I'd want to go down to the States in this time in a turmoil. A person would get arrested just for thinking about you know who. So with that, we'll say 7-3. Thanks for coming back to the talk group, and give us a call anytime. Always somebody listening here. Kilo Delta 4, Lima Yankee Hotel. Great to chat with you this morning, Jeffrey, and don't be a stranger. You always got a connection here. It's a worldwide connection there. Over.
Yeah. Could I get your call sign again? I didn't get a chance to write it down. I was hunting for a pen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. That's Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. And by the way, this talk group, you're connected to the IRLP, Echolink, All-Star, DMR, Hams over IP. So it's all connected to this one talk group. So I don't know why anybody would ever want to go to DMR when Echolink and All-Star is so quiet and so less troublesome there, my point of view, of course. 7-3, Jeffrey, and hope we connect again soon. And don't be a stranger. We're all sort of friendly folks here, maybe retired and forgetful, but we're all here because we care. Over.
Yeah, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa from KD4LYH. Yeah, Emil. I just wanted to ask you one question, then I'll go. I had Echolink working in my Windows 10 environment. Okay, then I went and installed something called VirtualBox, and now I've got Ubuntu Linux 25.04 installed in the VirtualBox. And then I installed that Qtel, and Echolink works, but I had trouble with the audio being choppy. I would listen to people, and it'd be cutting in and out. Did you ever run anything in a virtual box before, or a virtual machine, or did you just run it direct on a computer, the software or the operating system? I mean, over.
Yeah, very good question there. Very good question. What you got to do is go to your settings, and you know that you're connected to a proxy node. That's how we get out. Meaning there's another station that has a computer, and sometimes that station doesn't have the best internet connection. So therefore, that's why you're getting packet loss. So anytime that happens, just go to your settings, and then go to your preference, and go to your settings, and then you'll find where proxy is, and you just change the proxy setting. And do you follow where I'm coming from there? Over.
Yeah, I'm. Yes, I'm using a proxy. That's what I'm using now. I was having trouble. It's some issue, I guess, when you're trying to run a called a virtual box or virtual machine, and you know, and then Windows 10, some type of issue, from what I understand. Maybe I'm wrong, but I had no problem running it in Windows, but when I tried to run in Linux, I was getting that sound. So I was trying to mess with the ports, the UDP 5198, UDP 5199, and then TCP port 5200. I was doing all kinds of stuff, and then I was going in one of the terminals in Linux and trying to follow some things that people suggested I do. That just made it worse, so I put everything back like it was. And I just went through a proxy server, and I found one that was ready, and I put that in there. It's one in Australia. I'm going through one in Australia right now. At least that's my understanding of how that works. Over.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it here now. You go to your tools. This is on Linux. You go to your tools, and then you go to setup. And then from setup, you'll see there's a list there. It says proxy. And you can either use a single proxy. Let's go to proxy. You can use a direct proxy or use a specific proxy, or you can use a public proxy. Or you can just use automatic proxy selection. So anytime that I have a problem with audio, that's what I do. I shift proxies, and sometimes it won't even connect. It's not bad enough you get a packet loss, but if it doesn't want to connect, that means you get connected to a poor proxy. It's almost like you're connecting to a computer that doesn't want to acknowledge your system. So just keep changing your proxy, and you should be able to fix that audio there by changing your proxy there, or the packet loss. Over. Kilo Delta 4, Lima Yankee Hotel. Did I lose you, or did you get all what I said?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong key on the computer instead of the space bar. I'm sorry. Yes, I did.
Yeah, no worries. I've been using Echolink for 30 years, so I think it's the best program that there is. The next best is going to be All-Star, I guess. I may be looking into that as well. Okay, can't keep it. I'm going to send it back to Henry for his final, and I got to get back to my QRZ page here. Got a little bit of work to do. 7-3, Jeffrey and Henry. And I'll get back to you there, Henry, if I come up to something that is unoriginal there. Over.
Okay, Emil. Good luck with that, and 7-3 to you. And Jeffrey, I'll let you go. Have yourself a good evening. I think you said evening. Yeah, makes sense. In Ho Chi Minh City, do show up again here on the hub. Got a bunch of great people here, so I think you'd like it here. KD4LYH VA3HY 7-3 Jeff.
Yes, 73 from KD4LYH. And one quick thing before I go, it's actually it's Thursday evening here. It's about 6:29 p.m. Thursday evening, and you must be. I think there's a 12-hour time difference. It's about 12 hours. You're 12 hours behind here, and it just rained here. It rains every day, and the tropics here, and it's hot.